This is KUT. The usual hot, dry Texas summer has finally begun, but some people in southeast Travis County are still not back in their homes after severe flooding last month. In a rare move, the county's commissioned a study to figure out what has caused the unprecedented flooding. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, any long-term solution could be a ways off.
April Marshall's mother has lived in her house on Rudosa Street for 43 years with no flooding problems. But in the last 7 months, it's been hit twice, the last time in May.
In October, my mom was stranded inside. She got over 5 feet of water in the house. We worked hard to rebuild everything in this past 7 months. And now my sister was inside this time, and she had over 3 feet of water. Everything we bought and replaced is gone again.
Neighbors I talked to last month had similar stories. Years of living without flooding, only to be flooded twice in less than a year. Why now? Theories have abounded. Climate change, recent development in the area. One resident told me to find a man named Kelly, who lives atop a hill.
So you look to your left, you see downtown Austin. You look to your right. And
Kelly Martinez's home overlooks Thoroughbred Farms, and from it you can see most of eastern Travis County. He has a hunch about what caused flooding that has destroyed homes twice in the past 7 months.
So what they did is they took the water from this area here, they brought it over here, they rechanneled it, and they brought it over here.
In other words, Martinez believes that when the state recently widened FM 973, drainage changes redirected the water. But TxDOT says the widening would have had no effect on drainage. Martinez says he's a former public works contractor, but hasn't studied the roadway. Ideas like his are part of a larger question mark.
We saw some strange things happen.
Stacy Scheffel is the Travis County Floodplain Administrator. She said the county's study of recent flooding will look at development in the area, plus other causes such as the simple idea that more rain fell than ever before. Scheffel says the county's also open to any ideas for long-term solutions for the flooding.
Anything's on the table. Could be a levee, it could be structural elevations, it could be buyout.
But each of these poses its own challenge. Buying homes is expensive. The city of Austin has been struggling to afford this for its own residents. The cost of structural elevation could fall on homeowners. Residents I've spoke with say they can't afford to move, and so it's unclear if they could afford to elevate their homes. Travis County officials expect the study to wrap in the fall, hopefully before the county's next fiscal year begins October 1st. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.